It is Tuesday, the 19th of September. Michael Vaughn in Toronto with Brian Acker of Acker Finley for his regular update. Well, let's go straight to the funds. I mean, yesterday was an exciting day, but I mean, it's been a slog. Let's look at the Canadian fund first and look at the weightings.
Yeah, I mean, I guess last time we did this, we were kind of projecting where we would be in terms of what our weightings are, but in the Canadian fund, we were 42% energy. We have been that since the 1st of September. Looking at the energy weight in the TSX, it's 30%.
So we were way overweight.
12.2% overweight energy.
And it has been sliding yesterday, notwithstanding. I mean, does this give you the jitters?
Not at all. When I go through the charts, when I go through our work on QSA and these energy companies are cheap, cheap, cheap. Suncor actually almost got down to our model price. I almost was so excited.
Nearly bought some.
I nearly bought some.
Nearly,
but,
yeah.
But you know, that's down a long way. This was over $100. And almost, you know, got down to a low of 72. It looks like Imperial Oil, always way overvalued for us. And now it's below our model price. So.
And that's because not of the stock price, but because of the earnings. The part of these unbelievable earnings.
Huge earnings, and they're coming on the balance sheet. Every month they're coming on the balance sheet, and the balance sheet gets bigger, and the stock prices don't are not reflecting that. So I'm not a Svengali or a fortune teller, but I think by the end of this month we're going to be even more oils than what we have.
Okay, let's look at the U.S. fund, because the energies there are even more puzzling.
Oh, man. I'll tell you, we are at the end of August, 1st of September, we're now 40% oils.
Wow.
Where's
the index?
10%.
Four times.
So now we're 29% over weight on oils. And they've had I won't say a terrible month, but they're down.
Yeah.
Valero's down. A lot of the, except Devon. Devon had some good news in that offshore discovery off Louisiana. But I'll tell you, these things are so cheap. They keep on getting cheaper, but we'll keep buying them.
Why don't they get the respect? I mean, oil's not going to $25.
I don't know. I mean, I think oil companies are happy at $63 to $65 a barrel.
Yeah.
They don't want, I don't think personally they don't want to see it at $100 a barrel. Keep in mind,
that means windfall tax. They know it.
Congress, they get whipped. Seeing those congressional hearings, it's an election year. Seeing poor old Lee Raymond getting whipped for his $140 million pension is brutal, brutal in the most capitalist country in the world. But anyway, these stocks are cheap. We'll keep on buying them, and who knows what's going to happen next month.
Okay, distributions. What have we got coming on the Canada fund?
Again, these are pro forma, but it's looking anywhere between 25 and 28 cents, depending upon how Unison calculates it, but a nice distribution of $10. And because of our lack of gains in the last quarter in the oils, we are not having any distributions in our U.S. fund. And but the NAV obviously stays the same to reflect it.
So, and the strategy stays the same.
So no distributions in the U.S., but a nice distribution in Canada.
Well, you know, I'll take that distribution. I look forward to one in the U.S. fund, but it's better. Did you see that hedge fund where they were trading natural gas, and the guy blew $5 billion in about a month?
There's an old saying.
I'll never complain about a slow month in a fund after that.
How do you make a small fortune in commodity?
Yeah, start with a large one.
And that's exactly what's happened here. Look, we've seen this many, many times before. A young man, bright young man, comes in, a bunch of models, a bunch of whatever, takes an oversized position, and the market goes the wrong way. actually taking an oversized position in a very illiquid market.
That's right.
Is not a way to make money.
$5 billion. Well, it does say that they are getting out of the business of investing in natural gas.
Do you think?
that would be wise. Now, you're doing the big show on ROB-TV. This is live.
This is
not
live.
In studio. This is before a captive audience.
Yeah. Yeah, it's, actually we called for tickets and we couldn't even get tickets for us. So anyway, I'm on with Driscoll, Driscoll at Toron, so hopefully it'll be lively, a nice discussion, and we'll see where it goes. But
chairing, Jim O'Connell?
Oh, of course, Jim will be chairing, so it's been all this week, so anyway, if anyone's around and lost around BCE Place.
Free entertainment.
Yeah,
good. Well, break a leg. I'll see you next week, Brian.
Okay, Michael, good to be here.